Zecher Nishmas, Daniel Sheinabas, I'm sure Falak.
Chazal tell us, Kom Sabel al Yishalayim, Socha, Viroa, Benechamosa, that individuals who are Misabel al Yishalayim will eventually merit to see the Nechama, see the Binyan Yerushalayim. The Maral Miprag in the Netzach Yisrael explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attitude towards us is commensurate with our Hanhaga. If a person is not Misalbel al Yerushalayim, he shows that he feels nothing is really missing. Nothing is really missing. Olam kimin haga noheg. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu reacts in the same way. If you feel there's nothing really missing, then there's nothing to give. There's nothing to replenish. Lishitoscha. Nothing is missing. But HaMisabel al Yushalayim is making a statement that no, I feel something is missing. Something is missing. If something is missing, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will react in that way as well, and I will be mamale the chisaron. And hence, says the Maral, Kol HaMisabel al Yishalayim will zocha v'roa Chamoso, Bisimchoso, etc. Remember the years that I spent some summers in Brookline, Massachusetts, Young Israel, and one of them, the Tolner Shul, Rabbi Tversky Zatzal, would say that usually it's a midah to be mistapik. Mistopic, we're mistopic with what we have. Usually, is a laudatory mila. It's a good mida. But he says when it comes to the korban habayis, if a mistopic, then it'll never be rebuilt. That turns away the geula, and that's what exactly what the Maral said. Kol ha-masabel, we have to say no. He said, Misaba al Yerushalayim. I once heard in the name of Rav Kook Zatzal, in the Pasuk in Mishle, Melech b'mishpat yamid eretz ish trumos yahasena. Question what that means, ish trumos. You can look in the Mefarshim there, but the Rav Kook's explanation was truma is a mitzvah that really chita achas, poteres hasakri. One kernel could be sufficient, where you can give much more. But you can be a minimalist, or you can be a maximalist. So the ish trumos, the person that says, it's enough, achita achas, yaitzei zayin, with the chita achas, and that'll be good enough, that's yahasena. That brings destruction. And that's the idea that we just articulated before. If you're an ish trumos, yeah, we can get away with this. This will be fine. The chita achas will be sufficient. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no need to provide any more. And I think this idea applies to every individual in his own personal life, the prat, of what he aspires for himself to accomplish in life, and it applies to the Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael has a lot to be proud of around the world. We have so many Mosdos Torah, more than any before, but we're still missing the Beis HaMikdash. So we can't have the attitude, it's good enough. Look what we have. We have Behidur. Not just B'Shas Achat. We have so many yeshivas in Moshe's Torah, but the Iker Moshe Torah of the Beis HaMikdash is lacking. It's hard to relate if we never had the Beis HaMikdash in our lives. But we should also focus in our own personal lives. What should we do to maximize our potentials, our abilities in our own lives? And then hopefully from there, we could branch out our thoughts of the greater klal. Because the Yalkut Shimoni tells us that really the months, the way the Maral explains, the months, the summer, the spring, summer months are all supposed to be months of Yomim Tovim. That's what we start off with Pesach, Nisan, and Iyar, Pesach Sheni, Sivan, Shavuos, and Tammuz, Av, and Elul was supposed to be Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. At Tishrei was the Shemini Atzeres. And we lost those months. The Churban, all different things that happened, the sins, we lost those months. We lost those potential months. We have so many opportunities, and we lost them. Rav Moshe Wolfson writes in his Sefer, the 40 days of the Mabul of Noach, that was supposed to be the time of the Shefa of Matan Torah. Lamed Lima Moshe Noach Torah. But we weren't Zocha. Every generation, there are opportunities. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik would say. And the opportunities are sometimes right there. I remember I was once at a chasana and we tried to find a ride back from the chasana. And fellow sitting next to me was thinking maybe we should ask this one, that one. I said to him, the man sitting right next to me, he's the Yeshua. He's the Yeshua. I know, he lives here. Let's ask him. And sure enough, he was the Yeshua. Sometimes Yeshua's right here. The Yeshua, the Beis Medrash. There's so many opportunities that we have on a daily basis to help bring the Beis HaMikdash. You know, the Rav Naftali of Rupshitz said, "Sheibad the Beis Hamikdash from Heirav Yameinu doesn't only mean that we hope the Beis Hamikdash should be rebuilt in our day, but it means it's rebuilt with the usage of every day of our lives. Every day in our lives that it used properly is another stone on the Beis Hamikdash. V'Heirav Yameinu. Just simple things." Saying Shalom Aleichem to your fellow Jew, just making someone happy, learning chesed, little things, is another block to the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So many opportunities. So let us realize that we're lacking. We shouldn't be an Ish Trumos. We shouldn't be a person that says, Chita Achas is enough. Every day, we use our days, and we can focus in our own lives, the prat and the klal, and Ez Hashem, when we go through the kinos, take time to think about our own lives, in the klal, in the prat, and Ez Hashem, this should make us one step closer to the Beis HaMikdash, and let us take time to understand what we're saying to the best of our abilities. And Bez Hashem, hopefully, every kina that we're saying, every Tisha B'Av that we're zocha to Miss Abel, should bring a step closer to the Binyan HaBayis.